Counsel.
Good morning. I'm Robert Rosenberg, appearing on behalf of the petitioner, Western Coal Traffic League. I'd like to reserve 2 minutes for rebuttal. The League's petition for review challenges the Surface Transportation Board's determination the railroad industry cost of capital, especially the cost of equity, for 2005. Cost of equity is one of those things that quickly becomes at least as complicated as one wants to make it. Fortunately, the core of our case is not that complicated. Simply stated, we showed that there were four fundamental problems with the Surface Transportation Board's cost of capital determination for 2005. First, the board used a perpetual earnings growth rate that was implausible and even unsustainable for the long term. It was not a matter that growth rate might be too high or could be unreasonable. Instead, the value was so high that it was they couldn't possibly be correct, as the League explains, citing standard texts, including one co-authored by a railroad expert witness. Second, the high growth rate caused the cost of capital to increase by 210 basis points, or over 20% from 2004. This is a very large increase, but the STB ignored the size of the increase in its decisions and effectively in its brief.
Can't you reopen under 49 U.S.C. 722C? And the regulations in light of the new rules that have been adopted?
I'm sorry.
Can't you reopen?
We could seek to reopen, yes, and the board could reopen sua sponte.
Isn't that the proper way to resolve this?
We don't believe so. We filed a...
The board has now answered the question, at least to some substantial degree.
Well, the board said in its decisions under review that its decision was final and that it was not willing to
revisit. No, they answered the question with respect to the competing methodologies in this. We got a
last Thursday, the board came out with a decision adopting the capital asset pricing model that we advocated at least for 2006. And it's possible that they would decide to reopen, but we filed this petition.
But you can file yourself.
We can seek, yes, and that's a possibility, and I don't want to preclude it, but we timely filed this.
And I understand you timely filed, and you had no necessary reason to know that they were going to come out with it, but they have come out with it. So now why wouldn't the prudent thing for this court be to say that that you can file in the 49 U.S.C. 722C, and you'll get a determination based that a court would be able to assess? We don't know what the board's reasons might or might not be.
We don't either, and it's a possibility, and we may pursue it, but their 2005 determination is not immunized from regular review by the fact that there's reopening. All of the board's decisions are subject to a potential reopening. It happens.
One of the things that they argued was that this matter was under consideration in a separate proceeding. And we could, in answer to the question you've raised, say that's a perfectly valid response, especially in light of 49 U.S.C. 722C, which allows you to petition for reopening if something good results. And so we could have done it even without this decision, but now the decision is there.
It is a possibility, and we don't want to preclude it, but we specifically asked for the 2005 determination to be made open, to be made contingent on the outcome of the rulemaking, and the board flatly denied in its reconsideration decision. Last Thursday, in addition to the decision that was the subject of the 28J letter, the board also issued a notice for accelerated comments on determining the 2006 cost of capital in accordance with the with the new decision. They asked for comments only about 2006. They did not ask for comments.
Well, but that doesn't foreclose your right to file, at least not as I read the statute.
It is a possibility, Your Honor, and if we're unsuccessful here, we may pursue it, but we don't know what the standard is going to be, how they'll treat finality. Certainly in the AEP Texas North case, where they raised the issue of the flux and the uncertainty and the cost of the capital, there the board said that the decision was absolutely final and they weren't going to reconsider matters there.
Did they say something in the decision under review to indicate that if a petition to reopen and correct a decision based on new or substantially changed circumstances is filed, we're not even going to entertain it?
No, not in the decisions under review. Of course, in the decisions under review, they didn't address reopening at all. This is something that's in their brief and not in their decisions. The third error is that we explained that the large increase resulted not from increased inflation or increased risk in the railroad industry, but instead from the increase in railroad freight rates. In other words, the railroads would be able to charge more for the traffic because they had already been charging more. And the STB's decisions under review ignored this basic circularity problem as well. Fourth, we presented the alternate calculation using the capital asset pricing model, or CAPM.
Normally, where an agency is using an incorrect or questionable model, the remedy that's being sought is that we tell, if we disagree with the position, we say, well, that means the agency has to undertake a rulemaking. What, hadn't they already undertook a review here?
They did.
You had your remedy before you got here, didn't you?
Well, we got our remedy last Thursday.
Well, assume that we're not deciding. Assume, as Judge Edwards did in one part of his line of questioning, that they had not come out yet. It was still pending. Why would it still not be appropriate for this court to say, look, you've got a remedy. They're out there pursuing it now.
Because the remedy that the board is providing is for 2006 and perhaps beyond. Our petition for review relates to the 2005 determination. That's what the board issued its notice for and invited comments on the cost of equity and other elements of the cost of capital techniques and methodology for 2005. That's what we commented upon. That's what they ruled against us. That's what we filed our petition for review concerning. Now, the STB's decisions under review never actually said at the time that our values were wrong or that their values were right. They said various things to the effect that our evidence wasn't compelling, that it didn't demonstrate systematic bias, and that so they should stick with their settled approach while they looked at it further in the separate rulemaking, especially as this supposedly wasn't the right proceeding to raise standard settings issues, even though, again, the notice specifically requested comment on the cost of equity methodology. Frankly, these are just evasions. They don't provide a reasonable justification for the agency's decision. Moreover, the board's brief discusses at length various matters that aren't even mentioned in the decisions below, including its claim that the growth forecasts are somehow self-correcting and that circularity isn't present because most rates aren't regulated. Those matters were not discussed in the decisions below, and they cannot be relied upon here. In my remaining time, I propose to address those matters: compelling evidence, systematic bias, adherence to settled approach, and the board's self-created procedural impediments in roughly that order. But my time is limited, and if there are specific matters which the panel has questions, please let me know. As to compelling evidence, we have 2 points. First, our evidence was compelling. We showed that the STB's value.
Make a suggestion. Why don't you listen? Let's wait and hear what they say. I think you've made a very strong case, both on the record and by the fact that they subsequently agreed with you that the existing methodology has some real problems. There's still a question as to whether we should do anything other than allow you to pursue the statutory procedures. So why don't you wait and see what they say in argument, and then you'll have all that rebuttal time to respond.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Thank you, Counsel.
May it please the Court, my name is Raymond Atkins, representing the Surface Transportation Board and the United States Government.
They can petition under 49722C, right?
Yes.
And they can, if a reasoned judgment is that indeed, in the separate proceedings, we discern that it was a flawed methodology, there should be a retroactive correction. That can be one result, right?
I would agree with Your Honor that the proper way to resolve this appeal is to observe that they have a statutory right.
No, wait, like, I know they have that, but one of the remedies could be a retroactive adjustment?
That could be a remedy they could seek with the board, yes, Your Honor, under sections, yes.
There's nothing that the board has said that has foreclosed that, right?
No, there is one statement they rely upon, which is in the APT rate case for the idea that it was going to use this final.
Well, you're representing the agency. You're saying that's not what we said.
That's right.
Okay.
That issue has not been determined by the board in light of its decision of last week.
And it would be subject to review.
Correct.
And you don't doubt for a minute that the most recent disposition makes it clear that there were problems with the prior methodology.
Yes. The board's decision last week indicates that it believes that there are more current and more precise approaches, such as the capital asset pricing model.
Right.
It does not necessarily mean it was material error on the board's part.
That would be the fight in the statutory procedure. But there isn't any doubt that there are problems with the old methodology. Even I, who don't like this stuff, could see this.
There's no question that that the board has found a better approach. Then, right. And in the board's view, the capital asset pricing model,
which means the preceding one was a worse approach.
That's right, Your Honor. However, as this court has said on numerous occasions, you know,
but we don't have to fight that fight. That's the statutory reconsideration fight, right?
That's right. And the question of do they satisfy the statute, and then more importantly, do they satisfy the requirements for retroactive application of a new rule should be resolved in the first instance by the board, which would provide you with the record necessary to decide issues like detrimental reliance and all the other issues that come up in retroactivity cases. The question that's really the only question presented before this court is whether the record, the bare record they submitted initially, should have persuaded the board to instantly depart from its established approach to the capital asset pricing model, and as opposed to what it did do, which was to look before it left. And it's the board's position that there is no basis to send this case back to the agency because the record was very bare, and it was prudent of the agency to look before it left for a couple of reasons. The first was because based on this evidence, it was not clear that there was any significant problem with the single-stage DCF model. This is a model the board had been using for 25 years. When it first adopted it,
That doesn't prove anything. There clearly were problems. It may be that you were responsible in sorting them out, but that, like I say, those of us who are novices in this area can look at this and say, "Ooh, this can't be the best methodology."
You might be able to conclude it could not be the best methodology, Your Honor, but
and it's a very problematic methodology. I mean, that leaps out. But that's not inconsistent with your saying, but prudence requires that we take our time in sorting this out.
That's right, Your Honor.
Don't overstate the argument.
Okay, I won't. Okay. but that is what the board said. Is it?
You got to know which ditch to die in.
That's
to be
right.
Very careful.
Well, I'll die into the right ditch, hopefully, Your Honor. The point is that the way this court can resolve this case is by observing, as Your Honors have observed, that the Western Coal Traffic League has a right to petition the board to reopen the proceeding under the statute, and that provides them all of the relief that that's really warranted in these circumstances. As Judge Sintel noted, all that this court probably would have done had the board done nothing was directed to conduct a rulemaking to get broader public comment on both the concerns with the DCF and the alternatives, which is what the board did in this case. And I would observe, Your Honor, that Western Coal Traffic League's members have already made that type of petition before the board in their two pending rate cases. So there are two rate cases, I believe both AP Texas and Western Fuels are members of Western Coal Traffic League. They've already petitioned the board, not before the decision came out, that it should apply whatever rules are adopted retroactively to its case. So the issue will be teed up by the court and will be resolved in that separate proceeding, which would be subject to judicial review. I would emphasize, Your Honor, just to the extent it needs further emphasis, the reason why it might have been prudent to carefully review the switching over to CAPM is because, although it did happen a while ago, Judge Edwards, The last time the ICC looked at CAPM, it concluded it wasn't suitable for the board's purposes. So this wasn't just a case where they were challenging an existing approach. It was a reversal of position where they were asking the board to revert back to an approach that had been previously rejected. And that, in one of the reasons they had rejected it in 1981 was because CAPM was very sensitive to the underlying assumptions.
Do you really want us to get to those kinds of merits?
Again, Your Honor,
I think we have your argument.
Thank you, Your Honor. If you have no further questions, I'll sit down.
Thank you, Counsel.
Thank you.
How much time does Counsel have left for rebuttal?
About 5 minutes for me.
Okay. Counsel?
You see where we're heading.
the ditch is pretty wide and is coming at me fairly hard. What I do want to explain is that we first filed a petition for reconsideration with the board after the initial decision, and we said to defer ruling on the 2005 cost of capital until the methodology was resolved. We said we appreciated the rulemaking, but 2005 should be made subject to the outcome of that. And then that is the decision that the board denied. So our choice was to either file a petition for review or accept the finality of it. So we filed the petition for review. When we filed our petition for review, we asked that it be held in abeyance pending the outcome of the rulemaking. That motion to this court was denied. Now we appreciate the opportunity to come back before the board, and if our petition for review is unsuccessful, we will do it. But counsel alluded to things such as detrimental reliance and retroactivity.
We're not going to decide on that. We're not going to decide that. I mean, that's a fight to be waged, and you don't have to apologize for the initial course that you took. You took it, and then they decided. So here we are, and the proper thing I think is for you to file the petition and get an answer from them, which is subject to judicial review, right?
I suppose so.
You've got the votes, Judge Edwards. I guess that's right?
absolutely, Your Honor.
We're not going to get in this morass at this point when you can get a clear answer from the board one way or another.
Thank you. I hope we won't be back before you in a short period of time concerning that.
We'd rather be before someone else. Thank you, Counsel.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right.